Doms that the government haven't closed.
But how many breakfasts is it? Currently, we give one in seven. What is the gross figure?
I don't have that figure to hand in terms of the number of breakfasts that it would provide.
Sorry, you're telling me today. I'm sorry. So the Labour Party is putting out a policy that every primary school child will have a breakfast, and you don't know how many children we're talking about.
So we've costed it on the basis of the current provision.
I'm not talking about costing. You don't know how many breakfasts have got to be made.
I don't have that figure to hand. Oh, I'm sorry, because the way we've looked at it.
How do you price, if you don't know what it costs, how do you price it?
So the way we priced it is in terms of the number of children.
But you don't know the number. I'm sorry to talk over you. You don't know the number of breakfasts you've got to order, do you?
So we do. We've costed it on the basis of the number of breakfasts available.
What is it?
I just don't have that figure to hand. So, we can go around circles on this.
What will cost as many as 25% of children could now leave private school and go into... You know how many school children are educated in private schools in this country, don't you?
So we just don't accept those figures
in terms of the proposal that they put.
We take the assessment made by the independent fiscal studies report that has looked at...
I think you mean the Institute for Fiscal Studies,
all of the figures that have been put in, all of the potential changes that might occur in terms of behavioural effects, and
the result
being 1.3 to 1.5 million.
Okay. What is the number of... Lastly, I must let you go. What is the number of pupils in private education in this country?
So I know that it's 93% or just over sort of 93% of the school population. Again, I don't have that exact figure to hand right now.
All right, well, I'll help you. It's between 550 and 600,000. If 10% of parents, which I think is small c conservative, you've got 55,000 spare desks in the state sector, have you?
So, yes, currently there is a falling birth rate. We currently have 600,000 places free in the state sector. But also, I mean, what's really important here as well is that we make sure, and one of the things that we've seen develop over the last few years is a lack of cooperation within areas on school places and making sure that we have all the right places in all the right place, in all the right number of places in all the right geographical places.
Okay.
And so we will also be bringing in a duty on all schools to cooperate with local authorities to